Welcome to my back garden. Sitting here in a wicker armchair, looking at the empty skin of a banana, looking at a fork propped up against the wall, the kind of fork you'd use for raking grass, looking at the clothes, I see towel, two towels, three towels out on the side of a clothes horse. I'm here protecting the clothes horse from rain, which might come at any minute. If it does, of course, I'll scamper across to pick up the clothes horse and bring it into the kitchen. I'm admiring the white, the orangey red, the pink and the purple and the green of things growing in the garden, the oak trees. How many have we got? 5 oak trees. They're touching each other. 5 oak trees in the garden. You know, if I was here in 20 years, I don't believe those oak trees can be here in 20 years, or else the house will have to be moved. I've had a lovely morning. My daughter and I went to have brunch. We went to a place called, I think it was called Paper Bags, which is a name you'd kind of remember, wouldn't you? And we had, we had brunch. I had some sort of chicken bap, but with all sorts of nice things in it. It was one of these kind of tart, I call it, tart-flavoured brunch. And I actually forget what my daughter had. But we both agreed that this was a good place. We could add this place. Paper Bags, yeah. We could add this place to our list of good places in Cork. I was looking for a place called The Haven, because I found that when I put into Google best cafes for brunch in Cork. And I found The Haven mentioned, and I looked it up, and I discovered that they were closed. Well, it is a bank holiday Monday, 1st of June, day after Walt Whitman's birthday, and day after my good friend Lars, Denmark Lars, who has birthday on the same day. And Lars and I met over Walt Whitman. It was a time when I used to read Walt Whitman's Leaves of Grass every single day, live streamed on Periscope. That was like, well, as far as I was concerned, the glory days of live streaming. And I've often said before Twitter assassinated Periscope, they owned it and they then closed it down. Of course, they closed it down while we, meaning me and the people who loved Walt Whitman, were still using it. So here we are. I cancelled playing golf today after having played yesterday on the grounds that, well, I walked the 18 holes yesterday. I think it's the first time I've walked 18 holes of golf in about, I don't know, 4 years or something. I survived. I got rid of half my golf clubs. So carried them in a bag on my back. Got rid of all the superfluous weight. So much so that at one point I got down to having only, I think it was 2 golf balls left in the bag. Until I found one. I'm looking at grass that I scarified. And was it 2 weekends ago? Looking forward to it growing in the places where moss was dominant. I'm told it takes between 7 and 10 days for the grass to start growing. Well, there are bits of it that haven't started growing yet. And there are bits of it which are tiny little delicate pieces of grass poking up. Green shoots, as you might call it. So there we are. That's life. I'm actually, the last thing, while I'm at it, that I'm very pleased about is that in the last week I wrote 2 poems. Yeah, 2 poems. I don't think I've read either of them on, as an episode on this podcast. Perhaps I should do that. In fact, I haven't put either of them up on my blog, From Cork With Love, which used to be called From Bath to Cork with Baby Grace. Hang on a second, I think that my podcast, my blog, might still be called From Bath to Cork with Baby Grace. If so, it's nearly 21 years old. I wonder if I change the title of it. 21, actually, almost exactly 21 years ago, I first began a blog. And the funny story, which I've told before, I don't know where, is that when I spelled blog, B-L-O-G-G, it was that new at the time. So here we are. Looks like I might have to move, because everything above me looks like it's going to rain. So there we are. Cheerio from the banana skin. Cheerio from the white, orangey red, pink and purple and green of the garden, and from these tiny filaments of grass that have grown up after the scarification, as well as from the rake. I'd like to hand you back to the studio.